Okay, good evening, everyone. This is Mrs. Atlas. I'm so excited to have the opportunity to share a nice thought about the parasha. In this week's parasha, Parashas Vayeshev, the pasuk says, "V'Yisrael ahavas Yosef mikol banav, ki ben zekunim lo." V'Yisrael ahavas referring to Yaakov Avinu, who loved Yosef from all his sons because he was born to him at a young age. V'asalu ksonas pasim, and he made him a ksonas pasim, a coat with stripes. Now, we all know that the brothers were jealous of Yosef because of this coat. Now we have to just mention that when we're talking about the jealousy, we're talking about the Avos HaKadoshim, the Shiftei Ka, and it's not a regular jealousy on our level. We're talking about Halakha people. Rashi refers to this pasuk and explains V'asalu ksonas pasim from the Medrash Haggadah that pasim is an acronym, Rashi Tevos, referring to the tsaros that Yosef had. Pei refers to Potiphar, Samach refers to the Sochrim, Yod refers to the Ishmaelim, and Mem refers to the Midyanim. Now, the obvious question is, why would Yaakov give his son a gift of love referring to the tsaros he would have in his life? Did he chas v'shalom give it to him so he could have these tsaros? So the answer is, the Chachamim explained that no, chas v'shalom, that's not what he was gave him, a coat about the tsaros. Yaakov was trying to teach us a very, very important lesson in life. Sometimes we're jealous of somebody. Sometimes we look at someone and we say, oh, I wish I had that. We look at our friend and we said, oh, I wish I could be as smart as her. I wish I could be as pretty as her. I wish I could get married as young as she did. Or I wish I could have her personality. But when we look at the person, we have to look at the whole picture. At everything. Do we really want everything about her life? Do we want to have her personality? Do we also want to have her financial situation? We can't just say, I want that one specific mila, that one specific trait that we wish we could have. We have to look at the full picture and say, do I really want this whole thing? Sometimes, if we stop and we think to ourselves, that our friends perhaps are also jealous of us. We have something special about ourselves that our friend says, I wish I could have that. And if we would think about this concept that people are looking at us and saying, I wish I could have what she had, then it would help us realize that each person has something special about themselves that is unique, but it's a whole package. It's not just one thing. We can't just be jealous of a person for one thing they have. We have to look at the full picture. Imagine when you went to the airport or you go to the airport. I'm sure all of you had an opportunity to go to the airport. And you're standing by baggage claim and you're waiting for your suitcase to come out. And one suitcase after another comes out. And no one ever wishes they could take someone else's suitcase. No one says, oh, I wish that green suitcase was my suitcase. Why? Because you all know the answer. The answer is that green suitcase has someone else's clothing, has someone else's belongings, things that you don't need, things that don't fit you, things that won't help you in life. And if we take the example, this mashal about the suitcase, we would realize that each person, their life has a pekel. Their life is a suitcase made out of milas and chesroinus. And just like we don't want to take our friend's suitcase in the airport, we don't want to take that because it won't fit us. We don't want to take that one mila that the person has because we have to take the whole pekel. I once heard that if everybody would take all their pekel of tsaros, all the good things, all the bad things they have, and they would put it in the middle on a scale, and they would say, come take someone else's, everybody would run and take their own pekel, their own package. Because each person's package is special and unique for them. In last week's Parsha's Vayishlach, I heard from Rabbi Ashir that when Yaakov was going out to meet Esav, he sent him very, very expensive gifts. And in the beginning, Esav said, nah, I don't need your gifts. Yeshli Rav, I have a lot. I don't need it. But Yaakov convinced him and pressed him. And Yaakov said to Esav, Yeshli Ko, I have everything. And then Esav accepted it, the gifts. The Chafetz Chaim points out that these statements which Yaakov and Esav made are so telling about their attitude towards what Hashem has given them in this world. What Esav said, Yesh li rav, means I have, but there's still more that I could have. I wish I had more. While the statement that Yaakov said, Yesh li kol, I have everything. It means I have everything I need in life to succeed. I am totally satisfied and content. Hashem does give everybody exactly what they need to be successful in this world. Everyone is blessed in their own way. And if we could only appreciate the kochos, the milas, and even the chesronos we have, we would live a much, much happier life. I read a beautiful story in Daily Emunah from Rabbi Ashir about a man that had a very hard life. He had a lot of kids. He worked very hard. He had a very, very overwhelming life. And every day when he came home, he would walk up five flights of steps and he would huff and puff. By the time he got upstairs, he was all sweaty. And he would open the door, embracing himself for the chaos that was going on. There were knapsacks all over, shoes, coats. The house was flying. His wife worked a full day in school and she needed his help with baths and bedtime and supper. And one kid needed help with homework. One kid needed just to fetch. One kid needed help with a project. And he literally did not have a second to breathe for himself. And sometimes when the situation really got so stressful, he would end up snapping at his children. And sometimes it really got bad and even snapped at his wife. And he only dreamed, I wish I could just take a nap, or I could just relax on the couch and read something. This house is crazy. I wish it could be a little quiet here. And one day his wife asked him if he could do her a favor and stop off by someone's house to pick up a package. So he went to this person's house and he knocks on the door, and the man opens the door, greets him with a big smile and invites him to come inside. And he comes inside and the house is immaculate, clean, spotless. No coats on the floor, no shoes scattered, no briefcases. He's like, whoa, this is a dream. And the man offers him a drink and he sits down and he tries to think to himself, can't remember last time I just sat down in the middle of the day and took a drink. And he talks to the man for a few minutes and he says, you know, I'm so jealous of you. I wish my house would be so clean. I wish my house would be so quiet. So the man pauses for a few minutes and looks at him and says, you know, I wish the opposite. I wish, and I daven so much, that one day me and my wife will have an opportunity to have a child that will leave a knapsack on the floor and will leave his shoes and will have to do his homework and our house will be chaotic. Now, the man really felt bad. I mean, he felt so bad for saying this, you know, hurting the person's feeling. And the man said, but don't worry. I want you to know that a couple years ago when my wife and I were going through a very hard time with infertility, I came home one day and my wife was smiling. And I turned to my wife and I said, why are you smiling? So she said, I just found out that one of my friends got involved in something with money. I don't exactly know what happened. And she lost a lot of money and her house was taken away from her. And she was forced to quickly go find somewhere to live. And I came home and I was thinking to myself, it's true I don't have any children, but Baruch Hashem I have money, and Baruch Hashem I have a house. And she was happy for her peckle in life, for what she has. And the first man, the overwhelmed father, says, thank you so much. Thank you for the drink. Thank you for your divrei chizuk. And as he walked home, he said, I will never, ever again complain about my peckle. I will never, ever wish I had a different peckle. And from that day on, when he came home, he embraced the mess in his house. And he embraced the knapsacks and the chaos and the spilling of the ketchup. Because he realized that every person's peckle, every person's situation is unique and special for him. And just like Yaakov Avinu said, Yesh li kol, I have everything. I have everything in life. Hashem gave me everything we need. And yes, the brothers were Mekana Eis Yosef for his Ksonis Pasim. But we can't be jealous of a person for one thing. Either we're jealous of either we take the whole package or we don't take anything. And when we have that type of attitude that we realize that Hashem gave us unique co-hosts for us, unique gifts for us, we will live a much happier life. Have a wonderful Shabbos.